A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. This time round, I shine a light on one of the most popular musicals on currently in the West End that keeps entertaining audiences year after year and on tour, Mamma Mia. Featuring the hit songs of ABBA, this is on at the Novella Theatre in Covent Garden, part of Delphont Macintosh. This was audio described on February the 24th, 2024 at 3 p.m. It also has regular access performances a couple of times a year, and introductory notes are available on the Vocalise website. I also highlight a few of my March recommendations of audio described performances in London. Mamma Mia never loses its appeal, and especially more so since the hit TV show, The Winner Takes It All, that put the musical in the limelight, searching for a new Sophie in Sky, offering thousands of hopefuls the opportunity of a role in the hit show that went to the sensational Stevie Dock and Tobias Turley, that along with the rest of the amazing ensemble, including the sensational Maz Murray as Donna, knocked it out of the ballpark. As for every audio-described performance, there was a brilliant touch tour 90 minutes before the show, which was a glorious affair in which a group of around 12 participants began by meeting in the foyer and had the opportunity to go onto the stage and started by getting a clear overview of the show from describers Julia Grundy and Jane Ensel for vocalise.co.uk, who led the tour and also delivered the audio description later. Some of the cast were on hand with their costumes to discuss their characters and interact with the group during the tour. A few of these were Nicola Dawn Brooke playing Rosie, Katie Graham as Tanya, who both came out in their Super Trooper outfits that are featured at the end, and new Sophie, Stevie Dock, was also on hand to interact and answer questions about her character. We all got the chance to walk around the stage and touch and feel some of the props, sets and costumes and ask questions along the way. Some of the things included was various furniture items and props, including an old brown suitcase full of items associated with Donna and the Dynamos, containing a feather boa, a poster and a couple of outfits and some furniture, plus the standing sets. The touch tour was insightful and incredibly beneficial for all those VI in attendance and helped to provide a clear picture of all the visual aspects of the production. This finished around 2 p.m, allowing a good 45 minutes to relax or get some refreshment before taking a seat for the audio introduction at 2:45 p.m. through the Sennheiser in-ear headset provided, which worked great for my seats at the front of the stalls. Julia gave a detailed introduction of all the sets, props and costumes featured in part one, as well as characters and the actors playing them, plus a synopsis and setup of the opening scenes. She continued to describe part one and Jane part two, describing all the drama and visual elements unfolding on stage in an easy to listen to style, like a friend in your ear. To give an example, when Sky goes on his stag do and his mates turn up in wetsuits, Julia describes Sophie helps Sky into his wetsuit. And at Sophie's hen do, Donna, Rosie and Tanya turn up in silver ABBA-esque costumes, and Julia describes they strike their trademark pose, reaching for the stars. And finally, at the start of part two, to the song Under Attack, Sophie is in bed having a nightmare where her three dads appear in wedding attire and the rest of the ensemble are in wetsuits and scuba diving outfits. Jane describes brilliantly, detailing the dream sequence as it unfolds. The Novella Theatre, which is situated off the end of the Strand and is a short walk from Charing Cross train station, are very committed to access, offering access performances every few months, and their front of house staff are really well trained in disability awareness and go out of their way to make your visit a stress-free and enjoyable one. So should you have a question or ever need assistance, always ask. And if you experience any issues, always feedback to theatre management. Mamma Mia is such a feel-good show for all the family, especially if you're a fan of ABBA, and a really good time. If you'd like to attend before the next audio-described performance, introductory notes are available on vocalise.co.uk, as well as other shows in London and around the UK. to book tickets, you can call the booking line, and that is 0344 482 5137, or you can email access@delfontmcintosh.co.uk. A few of the other great shows that are audio described in London coming up will be The Motive and the Cue at the Noel Coward Theatre on Saturday the 16th of March at 2pm, with a touch tour at 12:30pm. Also on that date is Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, parts 1 and 2 at 2pm and 7pm, with a touch tour at 12pm. Over at Hampstead on the 16th of March is Double Feature at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 1pm at the Apollo in Victoria. This is at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:15pm. On Friday the 22nd of March is The Fabulous Dear Octopus at 7:30pm at the National's Littleton Theatre with a touch tour at 6pm, starring the remarkable Lindsay Duncan, which is a moving dissection of family and what it means to grow up and return home. On Wednesday the 27th of March at 7:30pm, with a touch tour to be confirmed, over at the Intimate Ambassador Theatre is Harry Clark, starring Billy Crudup. And over at the National Theatre on Saturday the 30th of March at 2:15pm, with a touch tour at 12:45, is Nye, starring the one and only Michael Sheen, who stars as Nye Bevan in the surreal and spectacular journey through the life and legacy of the man who transformed Britain's welfare state. All these come highly recommended, and to find out more information and find out what else is showing, you can visit vocalise.co.uk, and for other parts of the country, mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.